This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Voters in San Francisco will use a new kind of balloting this November. When voters choose a new board of supervisors, they will use a system called ranked choice voting, or instant runoff voting. It allows people to rank their top three candidates in order of preference. This is an effort to eliminate expensive runoff elections and encourage greater turnout. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Robert Holland and Michael O'Connor are making plans to get the word out about an unusual political fundraiser, a hip-hop dance party they are co-sponsoring later this month.
Well, I will see you there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna hit the hate, the lower hate shops and the upper hate shops tomorrow. And I already did Hate Valley and Castro. So
Holland is a union organizer. O'Connor is a nightclub owner. They are both candidates running for San Francisco's Board of Supervisors in District 5. What's unusual about their joint fundraiser is that they are running against each other, and they have endorsed each other. Robert Holland.
You know, this is definitely not politics as usual. So I think Michael and I are trying to create a different culture together for elections.
Their collaboration is inspired by the ranked choice voting system. It works like this. District 5 voters will rank the candidates in their order of preference. 1, 2, 3. The candidate with a majority of first-place votes wins. But in San Francisco's notoriously fractious politics, majorities are rare and runoffs are the norm. Alex Clemens, a local political consultant, explains how ranked choice voting will make runoff elections unnecessary.
So if I vote for George Washington first and Thomas Jefferson second and John Adams third, and after the first round, George Washington is in last place out of the three candidates,
Well, then George Washington is eliminated, and all of the people who voted for George Washington first will have their ballots re-examined.
Since I voted for Thomas Jefferson second, Thomas Jefferson will then receive my vote, and the votes will then be reanalyzed. If then Thomas Jefferson has 50% plus one of the votes, he will be declared the winner, and the election will be over.
But if Thomas Jefferson fails to win a majority in the second round, then the process of eliminating candidates continues until one has a winning majority. Proponents say ranked choice voting eliminates the potential for an election spoiler. Stephen Hill, senior analyst for the Center on Voting and Democracy, says consider the 2000 presidential vote in Florida.
The 100,000 Ralph Nader voters in Florida would have had the option of ranking a second choice, their runoff choice. No question that thousands of them would have ranked Al Gore as their second choice. Al Gore would have ended up winning the state of Florida and the presidency.
Ranked choice voting is used in Australia, Ireland, and London. In Michigan, the city of Ann Arbor tried it in the 1975 mayoral race. But when the second-place Democrat won in the instant runoff, the Republicans had the law repealed. San Francisco voters approved the new system in 2002, and supporters hope that if it works here, the idea might catch on around the country. But critics say the new system is flawed. Local political consultant Mark Mosher offers a scenario like the one that exists in District 5, where there are 22 candidates. Let's say you select three losers who are knocked out in the first three rounds of musical chairs. In subsequent tallies, your vote is gone, and Mosher would argue you are disenfranchised.
Literally, you have huge blocks of votes that have been completely nullified, meaning that since none of their three choices has gone on to later rounds, their votes were never transferred to a higher place finisher and therefore really weren't counted.
At the same time, supporters say the system would eliminate the need for expensive runoff elections, where voter turnout can be as low as 20%. Stephen Hill, who supports the new system, says ranked choice voting can change the rules of the political game.
With the old system, your goal would be to try to be one of the top two that makes it into the final December runoff. And then when there's two of you left, you basically becomes a mano-a-mano slam fest where you attack the other side and try to be the last one who survives.
Hill says under the new system, candidates have incentives to build coalitions with each other.
Because you want to attract the number two and number three rankings of the supporters of other candidates.
That means candidates have to be careful about what they say about their opponents. And that, says Hill, means San Franciscans seem to be in for a new kind of election season. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.